Well,
it is corn. It's important. He would make an excellent case for cymatics. You see, obviously, there is a shock to the nervous system caused by the accident, possibly.
Uh-huh.
This will block off nerve action.
It's you think it's just nerves from nerves?
No, not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
You see, he's young. I mean, it's small yet.
Uh-huh.
Now, if a nerve action is blocked off by shock in that way, the nerve will start to deteriorate. Therefore, treatment should be given fairly fast.
Oh.
I mean, you can offset the shock therapy. That is not a great problem.
Well, these doctors are so baffled at Cedars-Sinai, and they've given him every kind of an examination, treatment, everything, and he also has ear infection. He's just...
May be other complications to it, and of course you couldn't tell that unless you actually examine the child. But from what you've said, I mean, he would definitely benefit from that. If you activate the muscles, get the muscles working so that the muscles won't deteriorate, and also treat the nerve at the same time so that you get the nerve impulse on, there's every hope that he would walk perfectly normal in a comparatively short space of time.
Let me see if I've got that. Your Worcestershire.
And are we not going to go through
that? Well, no, I won't. I'm going to see if I have it right because I'm desperate. I want to ask you, Bill.
What I want you to do, Barbara, is to call broadcast information.
I sure will, but I want to ask you, are you going to have a column in that magazine that comes out?
I always do.
Well, I've got one of them. I haven't found your column.
Well, it's always back in the back someplace.
I wish your picture. I've got to get to some of your...
In fact, in the last issue, the picture of me and John Bedini is in there.
Well, then I'm going to join it. I've got the card.
All right.
Okay, because I love your program.
Well, thank you, Bill.
And I love everyone you have on, and I always try. I think it's some kind of a miracle that sent me to this. I never listened to a radio until I got hold of you.
Well, listen. You just come down here and sit with me one of these nights while we're doing it.
Okay? Oh, well, I'd enjoy it very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Manners.
All right, John. Great pleasure talking to you.
Barbara, glad to have you aboard. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind, and Barbara just left us. And wasn't she? Well, she was a delight.
Right?
I never did find out how old her almost grandson was.
Never mind, he's here. That's the important
thing. And I hope they fix him up all right over at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. We'll be back in just a moment. Many of you have been down to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. You need any tiny little thing done, you have to take the week off because the lines are so long and everybody's having coffee when you're down there anyway, when you get there. Well, the DMV is working to change that whole thing and melt those lines away. And Tom will be speaking with some of the people, the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's a good chance for you to vent your spleen, as it were. But listen to the good news that they have for you and all of us in getting rid of so much of what goes on with the Department of Motor Vehicles. They have finally heard the message from the people and they're doing something about it. Tom would be more than happy to check it in with you. Next week, I would like for you to join me, too, because Desi Arnaz Jr. will be my guest, along with Guy Finley, and we'll be continuing the discussion we started last October about the amazing worlds of the world of mental wellness and spiritual wellness found in metaphysics. It'll be a short course and a discourse in metaphysics, and if you'd like to find out more about it, join Desi, Guy Finley, and myself next week. We hope you'll be here. Dr. Peter Guy Manners is our guest tonight, and we have Marion on the line. Hello, Marion.
Yes, hello there. And I want to speak to you, Mr. Manners.
Well, Dr. Manners is right here, yes.
Oh, okay. Welcome aboard America here.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, I'm a long-time diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering now, is this also for insulin diabetics?
Yes, but more so than cymatics would be a diet reform for yourself. A corrected diet and a balanced diet can bring that back into alignment almost quicker than anything. But not a diet that you work out for yourself. It would have to be a medically approved diet. There'd be certain things that you have to have. We have found that, and now it's gone to the extent of even setting up clinics to do this, in which no medication is used whatsoever, but only using various combinations of, we say, vegetables or fruits. We found that If you take one particular fruit or vegetable and you extract the juice and put it with another one, you create a product which is has no relation to either of those two. It creates another one. And we found this is extremely beneficial medically. And where you have psoriatic conditions, that is what you have, where you have psoriatic conditions and long-standing conditions, this works very, very well. Details of this particular diet can be sent to you and advice given how to use it and what to use. Again, if you write to me at the clinic, we can send you the necessary booklet on this, which will explain exactly how you can carry this out for yourself.
Yes, you know, and diabetes, it has a lot to do with a certain glands.
That's correct. That's correct. Over and above that, of course, cymatics would help it because it would activate the glands themselves. Yes, that would be the right. But you'd have to combine the two. You would have to do that, you see. How are you taking your insulin? By injection or by the mouse?
Uh-huh.
Injections. And how many do you take? Why? How much do you take?
One a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, that's not too bad. Yes. In that case, then, you'd stand a fair chance of being able to clear that.
Well, that sounds good. And you say these places are right now, they're in Canada.
Yes, there's some in Canada, but we hope very soon to have one in Las Vegas and Nevada and Arizona.
All right, Mary?
Yeah.
All right, does that help you?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you much.
Thank you very much.
Well.
Good to have you aboard. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Virginia, you're here. Got a sleep problem?
Yes.
Music will always put you to sleep unless you're listening to...
ALOS. some years ago, I had a nervous breakdown and was put on a lot of medication. I'm off everything now except 100 milligrams of Melaril, which I would also like to cease. It is, of course, a chemical, but if I don't take it, I don't sleep.
Wait.
And I wondered if there's something...
Oh, yes, and you'd be much better off of it. But how long have you been taking it?
Some years.
Yes. Well, now, you'll have great difficulty in getting off of that because you've this particular drug attuned what they call attunes the system. In other words, the natural process of sleep is non-functioning. It's only created artificially by the drug that you've been taking.
Yeah.
So therefore you'd have to come off of it very, very gradually. But if you consult a homeopathic physician or doctor, he will prescribe something for you in which you can gradually replace one with the other.
I see.
If you haven't got a homeopathic physician, I understand that there is a homeopathic pharmacy in Los Angeles. So if you go to the pharmacy and ask for a prescription of Mimulus, I will spell it M-I-M-L-U-S, Mimulus.
Do they have to have a doctor's prescription for that?
Yes, you'll need a doctor's prescription for this. But if you have your ordinary doctor, there is every possibility that he will give you that prescription so that you can take it to him. But if not, find a homeopathic physician, tell him your problem, and he will prescribe something for you.
Okay, and one other thing. I had an automobile accident Christmas Eve.
You're going to have to speak up, Virginia.
I was in an automobile accident Christmas Eve, and
yes.
I have been taking ultrasound treatments, which you seem to think are not the best idea.
What is your injuries?
They treat my back with the ultrasound instrument.
How many have you had?
About 10, I guess.
Well, I would say that's enough. You'd benefit much more from cymatics, of course. But what sort of pain are you getting in your back? Is it stiffness?
Back pain, and they also use heat treatments, you know, hot packs and towels.
Well, that's all right. Do you get massage as well?
Yes, the massages are with the ultrasound on the back.
Yes, well, it'd be much better if they gave you just... or a normal massage. I mean, if you had a masseur or a masseuse.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
That would be much better than having any more of the ultrasound. I would suggest that, anyway.
I thank you very much, and thank you, Bill, for a wonderful program.
Well, thank you very much, Virginia.
Yes,
I hope
I've tried so many times to get through. This is my first chance.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Bye now.
And, you know, and our time is just about run out. Peter, I'm so delighted that you made it with us tonight. All the way from England. You're going to be in town for a while?
Yes, we are.
All right. Is there any way anybody can see you? Or are you going to be speaking anywhere? Or are you just visiting our...
No, we're doing a television program.
Yeah.
All right. Pardon? Yes. If they contact... No, I don't know the address.
No, well... But you're not making a public appearance.
No.
Our time is gone. I thank you for seeing us, and the next time you're in town, I want you right back. We'll see you next week with Desi Arnaz.
Listen.